So this is a hypnosis session for calming anxiety, for getting rid of anxiety. And so what I'd like you to do is relax your body, find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your legs, and just allow yourself to wiggle your way into a comfortable position. So throughout this hypnosis session, you may or may not continue to be aware of the sounds. And if ever your mind wanders away to any sounds, you can just gently bring your attention back to the sounds of my words, to the growing sensations of relaxation you experience, and bring it back to your breath, calming, soothing breath. Throughout hypnosis, it's not unusual for people to think or believe they've fallen asleep. With hypnosis, you'll feel deep relaxation. You'll feel a sense of disconnectedness from your surroundings. And that is different than sleep. In sleep, we completely become unconscious of our surroundings, and that doesn't happen in hypnosis. The other thing that's important is to not try to control anything, make anything happen, or force it. Just allow yourself to enjoy this opportunity to experience deep relaxation. And so now what I'd like you to do is, with your eyes open, to look straight upwards as if you're looking straight through the top of your head, looking upwards, and gradually, slowly, you'll notice a slight strain in the lower ridge, in the lower lids. So looking straight upwards, feeling that light strain. Good. Taking a long, slow, deep breath in and holding that breath as you continue to stare upwards. Holding that breath, allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to stare upwards under your closed lids. Noticing the light strain in the lower lids, noticing a sense of heaviness. Come into that experience, holding your breath. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now very slowly release your breath and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And now with every regular breath, every regular exhalation, you can allow your attention to drift deep, deep inside of you. To allow yourself to gradually, slowly, in your time, feel a wonderful sense of relaxation, more wonderful, more calming, more pleasing than you felt in a long time. With every exhalation, allow your mind to go deep, deep inside of you, to drift off to that special place, a happy place we all have, wherever that may be it imaginary, be it real. Allowing your mind to drift off there. And slowly, gradually, in your way, in your time, your mind will drift off and your thoughts will slow down in a very natural way, as if you're not really thinking about much at all. And slowly, you'll notice your whole body relaxing more and more. Perhaps you'll experience a sensation of floating, not a care in the world, or perhaps a sense of wonderful heaviness, like a warm, cozy blanket on top of you. Whatever sensations you experience, be they lightness, heaviness, floating, just allow yourself to enjoy them. And you may notice them more at first in your feet than your hands. You may notice a warm sense of heaviness in your chest or a lightness in your head, whatever you notice. Just allow yourself to enjoy the experience, curious, surprised, inviting the experience more and more. Allowing yourself to just relax, knowing there's not a care in the world, there's nothing else to be done right now. This is time just for you to enjoy some calm, some quiet, some peacefulness. And so with every long, slow, deep breath in, whether you breathe in through the nose or in through the mouth, just allow every exhalation to deepen your relaxation. And you may begin to notice sensations of relaxation in your body, just becoming more and more aware as you listen to my voice. And as you relax more and more, you may notice a wonderful sense of relaxation in your hands, perhaps starting from the very tips of your fingers, moving up your fingers to the backs of your hands, to your palms. Or you may notice it more in your toes, the very tips of your toes, moving along the tops of your feet, along the underside. I can't really know for sure exactly what you'll experience and in what order, but it doesn't really matter. All that truly matters is you allow every exhalation to enjoy more and more deepening relaxation in your body, inviting more and more relaxation, wanting to experience as much as you can, calming, soothing waves of deep relaxation, paying a particular attention to the sensations associated with every breath, breathing rhythmically, calmly, easily in and out, enjoying that rhythmic, calming nature of the breath as you breathe in and out. Just letting go of tightness, tension, worry. Just letting your whole body sink down more and more relaxed, cocooning into the chair, the furniture, wherever you lay. Sinking down more and more. More and more comfortable, more and more at ease. Similar to the sensation we feel when we drift into a deep sleep, just letting go and relaxing. This is the sensation we invite, we wish to experience. So as you take your next long, slow, deep breath in, and letting your inhalation become a little slower, become a little deeper, and your exhalation becoming a little slower, a little longer, and really enjoying that sense of release as you let that breath all the way out. Just letting go of tightness, tension, worry. Every breath in, just breathing in calm and relaxation. Inviting more calm, more deep relaxation, more stillness into your experience. And as you take another long, slow, deep breath in, just following that breath all the way in, following it to the very end of the breath, all the way in. And then as you exhale, following that breath all the way out to the very end of the breath. And again, the gentle rise and fall of the chest and the tummy with every breath, every rhythmic natural breath. It's like gentle waves of relaxation flowing easily throughout your body, easily, more comfortably. And when you're ready, just taking a deep, long, slow, comfortable, easy breath in, really focusing all your attention on the breath coming into your body, nourishing your body, and then exhaling and letting go more and more. And you may already notice that wonderful sense of lightness, flight, weightlessness, heaviness, floating in the feet and in the legs, perhaps more in the hands and the arms. You may notice your whole body floating, weightless or comfortably heavy under a warm, cozy blanket. Whatever sensation is calming and soothing to you is what you'll notice. And as you take another long, slow, deep breath in, really breathing in that nourishing oxygen into your body, exhaling and letting go, let that breath out. Let go of tension, let go of tightness. Let go of worry, let go of analyzing. This is your time to enjoy a mental and a physical holiday. This is your time to just find some peace of mind, for the thoughts to slow down with every exhalation, and the body to relax more and more, to enjoy that mental and physical holiday. Nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. It's a wonderful, calming, soothing experience. And as you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, following that breath all the way to the end, breathing in that nourishing oxygen, really enjoying that wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath go. Letting that breath go, letting go of worry, questioning, analyzing, and just giving yourself permission to take some time for you to rejuvenate, to relax, to enjoy some peace. And as you exhale, you may choose to draw your attention to your feet and your legs, noticing how they're gradually feeling more and more relaxed. With curiosity and surprise, notice the growing sensations of relaxation you now experience. Enjoy them. You may notice it in your calves and in your quads. Both legs may gradually feel weightless, comfortably heavy. Just a wonderful calming sense of relaxation flowing throughout them. Whatever that is for you, enjoying it more and more. And as you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and letting it go. Letting that breath all the way up. As you continue to notice the growing sensations of relaxation throughout your entire body. And at some point, you'll notice the little muscles at the corners of your eyes begin to soften, begin to smooth out. Notice a wonderful sense of calm, heaviness, peacefulness flowing about your eyes and your forehead. And a wonderful sense of calm, peacefulness in your cheeks and your jaw. It's soothing, it's comforting, it's calming. And as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation and into a wonderful hypnotic state, so calm and so peaceful, you'll be able to hear my voice. And you can relax deeply, noticing your breathing, regular, comforting, calming breaths. So rhythmic, so natural. The gentle rise and fall of your chest and your tummy happens all on its own. And as you relax deeper and deeper into a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state, you can begin counting backwards from 300. Down from 300 at a pace that feels right to you, in a way that feels right to you. You may choose to count down from 300 by ones, or in groups of twos or threes, three digits at a time, or five. Whatever feels right to you. And you'll count downwards. 296, 295, 294. That's right. Counting backwards only as fast as feels right to you, for you to relax into a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state. And as you relax more and more, not only will you notice the little muscles at the corners of your eyes smoothing out and relaxing, you'll notice too the muscles at the corners of your mouth will relax as well. And you'll become more comfortably aware of your chest and how it feels more calm and relaxed with every breath. And continuing to count backwards, being more comfortably aware of your legs and the wonderful waves of relaxation flowing easily throughout them. Comfortably aware of your feet, of your calves, of your quads, of your hands and your arms. Comfortably aware too how your shoulders just drop down and relax. And as all the muscles in your chest and your shoulders relax, breathing just becomes so much easier, more comfortable, more relaxing. And as you relax more and more, my voice may go with you. You may hear it, and you can simply relax in so many different ways. You needn't even think about it. You don't even have to focus on my voice. Simply let the awareness drift towards your own inner peace and stillness, where thoughts slow down in a very natural way, and you drift off to that happy place, that still place, that comforting, calming place. And you can drift off there, and letting the focus just sink deeper, deeper towards your own inner peace and stillness. And you can notice noticing words. And you can notice your body relax. And you can notice your mind relaxing. And as your mind relaxes, you can notice your mind becoming more suggestive, aware of the suggestions I give you that'll help you feel more calm, more confident, able to do everything and anything you choose. And in addition to becoming more aware to the suggestions I give you, you'll be able to disregard the ones that are less helpful for you. And not only will you be able to choose what is most helpful for you, you'll be able to disregard and ignore. You'll be able to disregard, ignore, and challenge any anxious or negative thoughts. This will come more easily for you. So now just noticing, breathing just carries on all by itself. And your mind carries on all by itself. And your body just enjoys the deepening relaxation all by itself. And you can watch your mind wandering away to that pleasant, peaceful, calm, happy state. just wandering away there, enjoying it, calm and peaceful. Your experience, your understanding, your awareness can simply detach now and slow down. And with each exhalation, noticing more and more sensations of relaxation. Noticing more and more, enjoying the deepening relaxation that happens all on its own. And that deep relaxation and comfort can flow throughout your entire body. Imagining, sensing, enjoying all the muscles relax more and more. Allowing that comfort to flow into your shoulders, your neck, flow over your scalp, your forehead, just allowing your entire forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, easy waves of relaxation, comfort flowing into the forehead, around the eyes, the top of the head, down the back, wave upon wave, calming, soothing, relaxation. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count, with every count, you'll notice, enjoy, growing more and more relaxed, more peaceful, more calm. So much so that by the time I reach the count of 10, much before the count of 10, you'll feel yourself drifting, peaceful and calm, deeply relaxed and deeply hypnotized, drifting, floating in a wonderfully relaxed, hypnotic state. And so one, when you're ready, you can take a long, comfortable, slow, deep breath in. Good, and letting that breath go, letting that breath all the way out. Slow, easy waves, pleasant relaxation flowing throughout your body. With each regular breath in and out, you drift deeper and deeper inside yourself to a wonderful place of stillness, calm, peacefulness, to a place of happiness and joy. Deeper and deeper with every breath. Deeper and deeper with every word that is said. Deeper and deeper with each number that is said. Drifting deeper all the time. And two, when you're ready, taking another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. And you continue to drift deeper and deeper as you listen to my voice. And you enjoy more and more the wonderful sensations of relaxation. And three, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Slow and easy. Wonderful, drifting and floating, so peaceful, so calm. And four, Another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go. As you continue listening to my voice, with every count, feeling more calm, more peaceful, more still in mind, drifting deeper and deeper, enjoying it more and more. And five, taking an easy breath in and let it go, enjoying the sensation of floating, not a care in the world, gradually becoming more and more relaxed, deeper and deeper hypnotized now, and more comfortable. So much so that by the count of 10, before the count of 10, you'll find yourself resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. And 6, you can simply listen to my voice as I count, feeling more and more calm, more and more peace come over you. More and more relaxed, drifting and letting go. And 7, drifting deeper and deeper now. And 8, just noticing more and more with curiosity and surprise the growing sensations of relaxation. And 9, every regular breath in and out, you're drifting deeper and deeper now, enjoying more and more. And 10, continuing to drift deeper and deeper as you listen to my voice, breathing regularly. Every word, every regular breath just allows you to enjoy more and more relaxation, drifting deeper and deeper. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one very deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, I'd like you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself relaxing deeply into the furniture, not a care in the world, becoming much more deeply relaxed in a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state. All right, now take that full deep breath in and hold it. Good, and hold it. And hold it. And hold it and let it go. Let your whole body sink down more and more relaxed, relaxing all the time, continuously, more and more. And so now every regular exhalation, every word that is said, you'll drift into that quiet, deeper inner state where thoughts slow down. Slow down as if you're really not thinking about much at all. And you'll continue to relax even deeper, enjoying that wonderfully relaxed, quiet inner state. And in this stillness where all is now quiet and calm, and you are wonderfully, peacefully relaxed, feeling happy, feeling calm, feeling relaxed. And you'll notice in this moment, right here, right now, everything's okay. You are okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. And in this moment, it's the only moment that matters. The moment we're in is the moment we find joy. It's the same thing when we're with friends and we're really enjoying each other's company. Time flies by because we're in the moment. We're connected, we're aware, we're in the moment, experiencing what's happening in the moment. And it's in this moment, it's the only important moment at all. The moment that's in the past is over. And the moment in the future hasn't happened. The future and the past don't matter as much as the moment we're in. The moment we're in is where true joy, true happiness is found. Where we really connect to the experience around us. Where we really connect with the people. You experience the same sort of awareness when you're playing volleyball. You're in the moment, in the game, enjoying yourself. This is also referred to as the flow. The flow is the moment you're in, enjoying the moment you're in. So in this moment, and this is the only moment that matters, everything is okay. You're okay. And everything will be okay. So I'd like you to memorize this feeling you have right now of being okay. Perhaps being way more than okay, more calmer than you thought imaginable, more relaxed, more peaceful, happier than you felt in a long time. To help you memorize this feeling, you can easily create an anchor that'll automatically remind you of this wonderful state of deep relaxation that you can achieve anytime you bring yourself into the moment you're in. You can achieve this state of deep relaxation, calm and happiness whenever and wherever by just taking a moment now to memorize this feeling of being okay, more than okay. So creating an anchor right now to help you memorize, you can bring the thumb and the forefinger of one of your hands together to make an okay symbol. And you'll feel your thumb and your finger gently pressed together. And you'll memorize this feeling of being okay. You'll connect that feeling to the sensation of your thumb and your forefinger together, making that okay symbol. And you truly are okay. Everything is okay. And it's the present moment when we connect to it that truly matters. And in this moment, everything is okay. You are okay and everything will be okay. So take a moment to really enjoy the sensation of deep relaxation you now experience. That calm, that deep joy, that happiness, that wonderful relaxation. Memorize that feeling. Connect it with this sensation of the thumb and the forefinger together, making that okay symbol. And then quietly in your mind's eye, just inside your own head, repeat to yourself louder and louder, I am okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. I am okay. Everything is okay and everything will be okay. Repeating that over and over and over again, getting progressively louder inside your mind's eye, repeating it over and over again inside your head, getting louder and louder, and feeling that conviction each time you say it, that confidence, that determination, and it is true. You are okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. So as I'm quiet, just take some time to repeat that over and over again to yourself inside your mind's eye, getting progressively louder inside your head. Good. And you know, and I know, you truly are okay. Everything's okay. And whenever you're faced with any anxious thought, any anxious feeling, you can bring the forefinger and your thumb together on one hand or both, and you can repeat this loudly inside your mind's eye, drowning out the anxious thought, drowning out the anxious feeling, taking deep, long, slow breaths into 7 and out to 11. And you can talk over the anxious voice. You can drown it out. You may find sometimes you want to yell at it, just yelling it out, talking over it, drowning it out. And you can repeat this mantra to yourself out loud in your head over and over again. I am okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. And you know this to be true, for as many times as you've had anxious thoughts, they've never come to pass. There's never been any truth to them because you truly are okay. You know you wouldn't be able to do the things you do on a daily basis if you truly weren't okay. And you're functioning at a very high level and you are okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. So as you remain in this calm state, you can relax your hands and connect to a part of you we call the wise self. The wise self is one of many parts of ourselves that we have. We are made up of many parts, and the wise part is only one part of ourselves. We also have parts of ourselves that the emotionally fragile part, the younger part of ourselves. Those emotional parts can be tense, hurt, scared, vulnerable, sad, lonely. But we also have the wise part of ourselves. That part of ourselves is always there, always and forever, going nowhere. The wise part of yourself is the grown-up part of yourself. It's the part of yourself that looks to facts. It's the wise part of yourself that can step back from situations and think, that's not fair. That's not reasonable. That's not kind. That's not helpful. That's not mature. It's this wise part of yourself that is there. It's a big part of you. It enables you to focus on goals, enables you to persist, it enables you to achieve, it enables you to push through tough times and to do what's important for you. It enables you to do things that are difficult but beneficial. This is the wise part of yourself. It's mature, it's strong, it's reasonable. It relies on facts, it relies on evidence. And the more you exercise the wise, mature part of yourself, the stronger it gets. The stronger and stronger it gets, the better able it'll be to talk to, challenge the more emotional, fragile part of ourselves that we all have. So I'd like you to take a moment to bring to mind what this wise, mature part of yourself looks like. Is it male or female, older or younger? Same height, taller or shorter? What does this wise, mature part of yourself look like? Bring an image to mind. How does this wise, mature part of yourself talk and interact? When this wise, mature part of yourself is using facts and looking at facts and data and logic, where does it draw this logic from? Your experiences in the past, other people's experiences, what it knows to be reasonable and helpful and beneficial. Where does it draw the information for these facts? If you sat down to tea with this wise, mature part of yourself, would you enjoy the conversation, or would you be repulsed or frustrated or impatient? Would you be inspired, comforted? So this wise, mature part of yourself is the calming, soothing, fact-oriented part of yourself, and it's always there. So move it just slightly off to the right-hand side, shoulder to shoulder. Now I'd like you to bring to mind the more immature, emotional, reactive, anxious part of yourself. Bring this image to mind. The anxious part of ourselves can be demanding, temptuous, like a small child. It can make you believe in lies, think there's threat everywhere. It's like a child having a temper tantrum. It's difficult to calm and reason. It's highly emotional. The anxious part of ourselves tries to trick us into thinking there's threat and danger where there is none, or very little risk. The anxious, immature part of ourselves tries to keep us from living, from experiencing joy, from growing and from learning. The anxious, immature part of ourselves likes to control everything, likes to know everything. It likes to keep things small and under its control. So bring to mind this anxious, immature part of yourself. Is it male or female, younger or older? Is it like anyone you know, even if you don't like them or care for them? If you were to give it a name, what name would you give it? Do you enjoy its company? If you sat down for tea with it, would you have a hard time staying? Would you feel frustrated? Would you want to scream? Would you be inspired or enthused? Would you want to stay a long time or a short time? What does this anxious, immature part of yourself really want or really need? Is it control? Is it 100% security, safety? And is that reasonable? Is that attainable? Does anybody get that? What does this immature, reactive part of yourself believe about you? That you're not capable, able, strong? you and I both know, this anxious, immature part of yourself tries to trick you with lies, such as, what if I have a tumor? Or what if I get sick? What if this person gets sick? It comes up with all these imaginations, all these stories that are just fabricated. They're not real, like Cinderella. It tells stories. It tries to make you feel afraid. Tries to make you avoid. Tries to make your life really small. To move that part of yourself just slightly off to the left-hand side. And I'd like you to now bring the wise, mature part of yourself to the forefront. Make it stronger, make it bigger. Let that wise, mature part of yourself imagine holding out its hand, making a stop sign. And that wise, mature part of yourself is talking back to the anxious part of you. I don't know exactly what it's saying, but it might be saying things like, enough. I've heard enough out of you. You're not going to rob me of my joy, of the adventure of life, of happiness. You're no longer going to fill my head full of lies, full of tricks. I choose not to believe you. Nothing you say ever comes to pass. Take a moment and imagine this wise, mature part of yourself talking back, arguing against the anxious part of you. It's strong. It's definitive. It's determined. It's confident. It's powerful. Listen to the words coming from the wise, mature part of yourself, talking back to the anxious part, challenging the lies around a tumor, challenging the lies around getting sick, challenging the lies around disappointing people. The wise, mature part of yourself knows there truly is no danger. There's no reasonable risk. You can handle it. You are strong and capable. You are wise and mature. You can do whatever you want to do. You are determined to take back your life. Listen, really listen to the words of the wise, mature part of you. Listen to the facts. How many times have those worries of the immature part of yourself been wrong? So capable, so able. You can handle whatever comes your way. You can do everything and anything. The wise, mature part of you has the mental elasticity to interrupt any of these anxious thoughts, any of these what-ifs, any of these tricks, any of these lies. The wise, mature part of yourself has the elasticity to say, hey, what about this? I am fine. I'm okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. You know you're capable, healthy, able. You know you can overcome this anxiety, crush these lies, talk back to them, use facts. The wise, mature part of yourself has the ability to connect to the part of your mind that chooses what you wish to believe, chooses what to focus on that's helpful for you, chooses to focus on positive, calming, realistic thoughts that enable you to undertake new challenges, to grow stronger, able, capable. You can choose what you focus on. You can choose what you listen to. You can choose to argue back. You can create this new habit of arguing back ferociously, persistently, and electing what you choose to focus on and believe. You can develop this new habit stronger and stronger. And then you'll have the freedom to enjoy your day, as many others do around you, carelessly, blissfully, confidently, calmly, doing anything and everything you choose. You have the mental elasticity to focus on facts instead of feeling, to argue back, to look at the data, to trust the data, to believe in the positive. Trust that positive, believe in that positive. It's realistic, it's true. The adult, wise, mature part of you can handle anything, take on new challenges, do anything you choose. You can travel away for volleyball and play. If you ever awaken through the night, you can calm your thoughts, focus, distract, listen to meditations, and return to sleep quickly, knowing that regardless of how much sleep you get, you can play well. You can take tests, you can study, you can do papers, you can do anything you want. You can travel to volleyball tournaments, you can travel on airplanes. You are capable and you are able. You're able to calm yourself with breathing, music, movies, positive, realistic thoughts. Tons and tons of people travel on planes every day, and you too will be one of them. You can go wherever and whenever you want. And you know you are healthy. You eat well, you exercise, you play sports at a high level. You are fit and you are able. You take good care of yourself. And you can enjoy life now. Do everything and anything you want. So making that okay symbol again, with the thumb and the forefinger of both of your hands, repeating to yourself, I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. Making a commitment to yourself to live in this moment, not living in the what ifs, the future stories that never happen, not living in the past, but living in this moment. Letting go of the negative fantasies of destruction and death, devastation. Letting those stories go. They never happen. letting them go. Live in this moment of joy, happiness, calm, and confidence, connecting with that wise, mature part of yourself, using fact and reason, trusting, believing in the positive, realistic thoughts. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy life. Laugh. Relax. Calm. Sing. Dance. Enjoy the people around you. Enjoy the moments you experience. Connect with the moment you're in. So throughout the day, any day, wherever you are, you can make this okay symbol. And you can remind yourself, I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. And it truly is okay. You can handle any challenge, and you'll overcome it. You can do anything you choose. Travel away for volleyball tournaments. Get on airplanes and go to Vancouver, concerts, Hawaii. You'll go there, and you'll go there many times. You'll enjoy it, enjoy the experience on the way. You'll enjoy going away for tournaments, hanging out with friends, laughing, playing. You'll enjoy the moment, enjoy the experience. It's an adventure, and you can enjoy it. I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. And this is the truth, and this is the fact, and this is the reality. I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. So taking a moment to repeat that over and over to yourself. And every time you practice this self-hypnosis, you'll feel this confidence grow even stronger. You'll feel the determination to talk back to the anxious part of yourself with more determination, more conviction, pulling up fact, pulling up reason, data from your past, from other people, looking at that. And you'll feel that determination, that loudness come to you easily. The conviction will come to you. And that desire to enjoy life, take it back, take back your life, will be there. So in a moment, I'll count from 7 to 1 and you'll open your eyes. You'll feel alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, without feeling sleepy. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, relaxed mentally and physically, but more important, relaxed and confident, relaxed and determined, determined to fight back, determined to yell at this anxious part of yourself, to drown it out. To fight back with fact and reason, with tenacity and determination, to take back your life, to experience joy and adventure. So now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7, feeling rested and calm. 6, 5, peaceful. 4, feeling a deep determination. to access that wise mind, to talk back to that immature, anxious part of yourself, so that eventually it slips into the background and this wise, mature part of yourself is strong and ever-present, the only thing you become aware of. 3, becoming more alert, aware, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And 2, coming back to the sounds of the room around you, moving about and shuffling. And 1, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.